This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome
to My Favorite Murder,
the mini-sode.
That's Karen.
That's Georgia.
We're minis.
And we're, I was going to say some weird soda joke. I feel like I've gotten comedy lazy lately.
Oh, really?
I feel like I'm letting bad things slip in, sound alike ideas and stuff that need to tighten it up a little bit.
Should we change this format completely?
Yeah, what should we do?
Introduce ourselves first.
Like pre-write it?
No. Hi, I'm Georgia, and that's Karen, and this is My Favorite Murder, the mini-sode.
I fucking hate that show.
Tight.
I would never listen to
but
that
it's
show.
Tight.
But it's tight and concise, and you know exactly what's happening.
And that's what we need. Hey, this is where we read your shit to you. Are you ready?
You know it. You're the one that downloaded this.
You pressed play.
It was your idea
and
to come
listen,
here.
We appreciate it.
No, actually, I'm so stoked to see you. Because guess what I have?
What?
An email that starts with the subject line, childhood friends turned murder case.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
To slide right in?
Let's do it.
Okay, this says, hi, Karen and Georgia. Love your show. I'm from the UK and thought I would tell a story of my childhood friends. It's a little bit dark, but also completely crazy.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what we ask for. I grew up with my mom. Get used to that because we're about to be inundated in people calling their moms moms.
Mummy dearest.
As all children with a single parent will know, play dates and days out would be fellow single mothers and their kids. My mom started to get along well with a lady she met through work, and we would all hang out on the weekends for a few years or so. I'm going to change the name because they go on to say that they want to make sure it's all anonymous.
Yeah.
But this is one of the most individual names I've ever heard. So I'm just going to say,
okay.
My mom's friend, Joan, had two girls, one of them being only a year or two older than me.
What if you change the name to the correct name? From the wrong name to the correct name?
If this was the fake name that they wrote, they're the most creative person on the planet, and I respect them. Joan. Anyway, we suddenly stopped seeing them because I was only young, I didn't make any presumption. And as I got older, just thought of those times as a fond memory of friendships that had fizzled out. Maybe they moved away? Nope.
Uh-uh.
Only last year, about 15 years since I last saw them, me and my mom had gotten on to a weird conversation of what it must be like inside a real courtroom when suddenly she let drop that she had been to court for Joan's trial. I said, Joan, when did Joan go to court? And then she suddenly looked at me as if she had accidentally told a five-year-old that Santa doesn't exist, and I knew something was going on. After a lot of pressing and convincing my mother that I was no longer eight and could handle whatever she was about to say, she told me we stopped seeing Joan and the girls because Joan had stabbed them to death in their sleep. Turns out my mom was the last person to speak with Joan and noticed that she was being overly sensitive and paranoid, but obviously could never have predicted what was about to go down. Joan got life in prison and evidence was released proving that the attack was premeditated rather than a horrible outcome of a mental health episode. Anyway, that's my hometown story. Stay safe, N.
Holy crap.
I mean, that's worst case scenario.
Trauma.
Children?
Okay. That's crazy.
It's so awful.
I mean,
also, it's so kind of lovely that mother kept that secret from her daughter, because that's such a terrible, no child should ever have to know that things like that happen.
And even as an adult, didn't want to tell her.
Of course not.
Memories and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Horrible.
Okay. This one's a little more positive. Well, okay. saved my friends on Halloween. Hello, Karen, Georgia, Steven, and fur babies. Mm-hmm. Your favorite.
They're doing it on purpose.
I have a few murder stories, but this is my Halloween hometown. It was October, my freshman year of college, and my new best friend slash sorority sisters and I had decided to go to a fraternity Halloween party. Naturally, the night started with us slipping into our slutty Halloween costumes. Woo. And a secret pregame in our dorm room.
Yes.
Then, in a pre-Uber era, six hot drunk bitches proceeded to walk and laugh in the dark at night across campus.
Yeah.
We must have had made a wrong turn being new to the college campus scene and ended up walking down a dimly lit street on a very edge of campus.
Why is there any dimly lit anything
Never.
On a campus?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Light the whole city up.
How about fucking gas lamps every 50 steps?
Everywhere.
Please.
Light everything on fire.
Lanterns, Christmas lights, whatever you can find, a night light or two, plug it in at some in an outdoor outlet.
Colleges, you guys act like you're so smart.
Please be smart about lights at night.
Come on. My dad, a father of three girls, always insists on walking behind us so he can keep an eye on us. A trait I subconsciously picked up because I found myself at the back of my slutty friend squad.
Aww.
At this point, and still on the barely lit street, a group of boys walk past us in the other direction. Group of boys is always a bad fucking thing.
I'm getting a little agitated just mm-hmm. from the suggestion of it.
A murder of boys.
Yeah. One for sorrow, two for joy.
My drunk crew continued to walk, but my spidey senses kicked in. I immediately became sober as I felt someone was following us. I quickly turned around and that group of boys had changed directions and began to walk behind us.
Yep.
I was once told if you're creeped out by someone following you, to ask them a question. Hey, do you like candy?
Hey, what direction are you going and yeah. why?
Hi, are you following me?
Are you following me? Because get the fuck away from me.
Why are you walking down a dimly lit street?
Hey, drunk asshole. Don't be a creep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why don't you go get some lights for this area instead of following us around?
I don't know. It tells... Okay. Ask them a question. I don't know. It tells them you're paying attention or something.
Sure.
Being the forward person that I am, I look right at the psycho in the Freddy Krueger mask and his dumb friends, and I say, can we help you?
Nice.
Totally thrown off by me speaking, the dumb friends grabbed Freddy and ran away together. We made it to the frat party and found out the next day.
More dangerous than being on the darkened street.
Run. Turned out Freddy and his friend had followed some drunk girls home off that dark street and tried to rape them.
No.
Luckily, they weren't successful. Needless to say, my friends were grateful for my quick drunk wit, and 13 years later, those bitches are still my best friends and have had to save their lives on several other occasions.
I bet.
Thanks for all you do to empower women to be badass bitches. Jay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, that's the, we were just talking about, I did Margaret Cho's podcast yesterday and I was talking to her about, she was talking about this exact thing, that mm-hmm. discussing this thing even at all,
yeah.
telling young women that they get to be assertive in these situations.
Yeah.
And then also just this, just the awareness, just yeah. we encourage the awareness of, if it's almost like being a designated driver, if you're going to get shit faced, please have one to two friends who are not, or
yeah.
just have the sense of big picturing things.
Totally.
Because things can go out of control so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just for your own.
And drinking, you know, turns off your spidey senses too, which is such a bummer, but
yes.
like it does.
Well, that's the whole idea, but that's why if you're going to do it, you know, don't get lost on a dark campus, please.
Yeah. Also, guys, don't rape women, please.
Well, that's really actually should be the message. And we always tell girls things. But
right.
the point is, if you need to wear a Freddy Krueger mask and try to rape young women, you need to go to a hospital.
Called jail.
you need to go to St. Elsewhere prison system. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Treasure or murder? What's in that wall?
Ooh.
Hello to lovable animals and those who love them. Sorry, I thought it said those who love to love them, and it reminded me of Donna Summer. Here we go. When our kids got old enough to wrestle and generally destroy shit. Sorry, I'll say that again. When our kids got old enough to wrestle and generally destroy shit, we had to finish our basement. We own a 100-year-old house, so the basement was like a serial killer's dream. Bare light bulbs, cement floors with random stains, doors boarded up with rotting wood, a sink hanging off a pipe.
That sounds like my dream basement. Isn't it?
Right.
Honestly.
Just go stand in there with a candle.
Scared.
silence. Silence of the Lambs, only not as nice. The last contractors used it as a workroom for DIY projects. The last owners used it as a workroom for DIY projects or torture. Could be both. The general contractor told us we had to remediate. The general contractor told us we had to remediate asbestos before he started. And thankfully, the asbestos guy we hired was young and over-caffeinated. He finished the work really fast. When I came
home, I don't want asbestos workers like working fast.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you mean you want it thorough?
Take your time, bro.
Maybe for their own safety, I want them working fast.
Right.
Just get a big vacuum cleaner in there. Get it out. Okay. When I came home from work, he yelled for me to come downstairs. Now let's set the scene. like they haven't already. For asbestos removal, they spray everything down with water. Oh, that means they shut off the electricity. So I feel my way down open wood stairs into a dripping hole that smells like sewage, wet cement, and certain death. Standing mostly in the dark, with water still dripping from the ceiling, he asks if we ever find stuff in the walls. My feet say run. My heart says, treasure? He then very ceremoniously unwraps a rag. It's a gun. A 22 sportsman's handgun. Yep, I have photos. He found it wrapped in a rag and stuffed into the wall behind old cabinets. The trusty lad had already brought it in and got an appraisal. It wasn't worth very much, said no murderino ever. We still have no idea how it got there or when or who got killed with it, because, you know, someone did. Yeah. When our contractor came back to start construction, hell yeah, we told him all about our firearm. Without skipping a beat, he said, the room that used to be the fruit cellar is 2 inches higher than the rest of the basement. There's a thin layer of cement over the dirt floor, probably newer. You have to break it up and dig it out. If you see a skull or little skeleton finger sticking out, I'm not coming back, ever. Happy to say, sorry to say, no bones or nipple belts were ever found. Stay sexy and, dear Lord, get that cement poured faster. Barb in Minneapolis.
Barb!
What a beautifully written hometown email.
That was great. That was perfect.
Isn't that insane?
I wonder how old the gun was.
And what was it connected to?
Yeah.
Turn it in. Can't the cops at least look at the serial number?
I love that the asbestos guy was like, I'm going to go see how much this is worth before I tell them. You know, you wouldn't have told them if
he's like, look, I'm down here risking my lungs to pull this asbestos out. If I find a gun and it's worth $5,000, that's my gun.
Listen, contractors and people who are asbestos people, write in shit you found in walls, please. We're dying to know about it.
If you work for like a, what's that called? Exterminators.
Yes.
Like if you're a termite person.
Oh, I want to know all about the crazy bugs you've found in walls. Yes.
That's, now we're getting into, tell us
family
about the
of
larval sacks that you find in basements.
Okay, maybe that's just me.
A family of raccoons.
Raccoons. That's all I want. Okay.
We want, if you've ever shown your flashlight up into an attic and there's a raccoon family wearing little hats eating breakfast, please write in and tell us about that.
Pictures would be great, or just a drawing is fine.
Yeah, I think an animation would be best. Nick Terry.
Nick.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use, and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Kraft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient, because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all made in, Made In.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's M-A-D-E-I-N cookware.com. Goodbye. Hey, Karen, you know that feeling when you're stressed out and your heart starts to pound and your mind is racing?
I do. I know it well.
Well, while there's no cure for stress, therapy can help shape your response to it. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, there's no better time to try Talkspace.
When you sign up for Talkspace, you'll receive a personalized match with a therapist or psychologist, typically within 48 hours.
Forbes rates Talkspace as the number one online therapy platform, plus their licensed professionals are in network with almost all major insurance companies.
Once you meet your therapy goals, or if you want to cancel for any reason, Talkspace will provide you with a prorated refund for unused time. I feel like these days people understand the importance of therapy, but the difficult part is just taking that first step. It took me months to make my first therapy appointment. I was so scared. I had a lot of ideas in my head about it. And that's why I think Talkspace is such a good idea, because making it so approachable will just get you there sooner. Then you can actually get in there, figure out what you need, talk to an actual professional, and be on your way to solving some stuff that you might want to solve.
To celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering our listeners $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80.
Go to Talkspace.com/MFM and use promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/MFM and enter promo code SPACE80 and get $80 off your first month and show your support for our show.
That's Talkspace.com/MFM. Enter promo code SPACE80.
Goodbye.
That time my brother accidentally did a B&E. I feel like this is something that happens to a lot of people, but here we go.
Okay.
Karen, Georgia, Stephen, and Pets. I've been listening to your hometown minisodes, pissed that I didn't have any cool stories to share when I finally remembered one. When my siblings and I were in high school, we spent a weekend at my aunt and uncle's house in a Chicago suburb for a family event. Shortly after we arrived, my youngest brother, who was probably about 15 at the time, had left the house to go get something from the car. No one thought much of it when he was gone for several minutes, and when he came back in, he nonchalantly sat back down in the living room without saying a word. About 15 minutes later, two police officers knock on my aunt and uncle's door, asking if we had seen a man breaking into the neighbor's house and that they were on the lookout for a suspect. My brother just calmly chimed in from the living room, "Oh, that was me." Turns out that my brother had gotten the houses mixed up when he returned from the car, entered into the neighbor's house, and was chilling in their living room for several minutes thinking to himself, "Hey, I didn't know Uncle Jim had a PlayStation, and wait, where did everybody go?" Before realizing, "Oh shit, I'm in the wrong house."
Oh.
Since my brother didn't see anyone while in the house, he just assumed no one was home, and he quickly left thinking he could get away without mentioning the incident to us. Turns out there was someone in the house. A 13-year-old girl who was home alone for the first time.
Oh, no.
She heard my brother come in the house and her murderino instincts kicked in, and she quickly hid in the bedroom closet and called her mom, who then called the police.
Yes, good.
What if she had like come out with a knife and shit? The police told us that there had been a recent murder in the surrounding area and the suspect had yet to be caught. So the young girl was especially afraid to be home alone to begin with.
Jesus.
Poor baby. Needless to say, my brother had a lot of explaining to do to the cops. But once it was all over, the neighbor's family and ours were able to have a good laugh at the whole situation. We still make fun of him for it 16 years later. Of course you do, because yes. That's fucking siblings.
Because that's it.
Anyways, love the podcast. I'm so glad I found a network of true crime lovers like myself. It's thanks to you guys that my husband isn't so creeped out by my true crime obsession anymore.
Nice. Love can build a bridge.
Stay sexy and make sure you're always at the right house before going in, Rachel.
Anytime your brother acts nonchalant,
oh, totally.
Some shit is coming down the pipe for you.
That is so true.
Anytime a boy is pretending that is walks into a room where everyone's watching TV is like, what? Hey. Nothing. I don't know. And their voice is kind of up and they only say short phrases and sentences. The tsunami is coming.
Anytime my brother would walk in a room and be like, hey, Georgia, how are you? Like, what did you steal from me? What the fuck did you take?
Empty your pockets right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, what did you pour in my bed to like fuck with me?
You really had to. That's so true. Between my cousin Stevie and our next door neighbor, Andy Withington, I was on high alert at all times. You had to get so good at recognizing prank behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's nothing a smug prankster loves more than the minutes that they first see you again before the prank starts.
And then when you go, what did you do? And you have to look and find it. And they're like, nothing.
Yeah.
Watch you try to find it.
And then you're like, buckets of water on tops of the doors. What boxes of shit wrapped up as a gift.
Still traumatized from that childhood.
But
it was fun though.
We're very ready for all things.
He kept me on my toes, that kid.
Okay, this is my last one, right?
Okay, yeah.
The subject line of this is Happy Spooky Halloween. And I'm just reflecting what the caps are telling me. I'm reading that off the page.
Sure.
There's three O's. There's six O's. Three big, three small.
Yeah.
Okay, you're with me.
I'm here.
I have sorry. It just starts. I have an amazing Halloween story for you. It has it all. Ghosts, kids, holy water. But let's get to it. My folks own an amazing old home with verandas, wraparound porches, all that adorable stuff. Brag, brag.
Richie Rich.
One night, my son, who was 2 years old at the time, and I went down to Nana's for Friday night pizza, as you do when you're Catholic during Lent. Oh, my God. Can't eat meat on Fridays during Lent.
Okay. So pizza it is. Pizza's the only other, like, that's just...
Pizza, I think sometimes people have fish, which is a full-on nightmare to me. We're just like, oh, it's going to smell like that now for 3 days in this house. Does anybody think this through? I left my son in the living room with his pizza and SpongeBob babysitter so I could sit for 5 minutes and eat pizza with the adults. After a while, I noticed he was really quiet, so I went in to check on him. At first, I thought he was missing until I noticed he had tucked himself under the coffee table. Mm. When he begrudgingly came out from there, I asked what he was up to, and he simply responded by saying, boy... I didn't understand what he was trying to say, so I asked again. This time, he pointed to the dark, far corner of the room and said in his cute, now suddenly very ominous, 2-year-old baby voice, boy. I realized he was seeing something that I could not. So I did what all grown-ass women do when your kid sees a ghost and yelled for my mother. She came in and we asked again what was up. This time, this is in all caps.
Okay.
This time, he walked to a chair in the corner, put his arm around the back of it like he was gently hugging a child, pointed to the empty seat, and again said calmly, boy.
No.
That was it. We walked out of that room for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Luckily, my mom called the next day to let me know she handled it.
What?
Having no idea what that could possibly mean, I asked her to explain. She said she went to church, got some holy water, doused the whole chair, and moved it to another room. 7 exclamation points. Our church doesn't give out holy water.
Oh, no.
My mother took a small vial, walked into where they have holy water for blessing yourself upon entering the church, and just helped herself. I informed her that, one, stolen holy water doesn't count.
It's evil. I think it's the opposite of what you want.
It's the devil's water.
Right.
And two, she is not qualified to use it. I guess it worked though, because the next time we were there, my son walked into the living room ever so slowly.
Oh my God, he was scared.
He was scared of the boy.
Oh my God.
Well, not too scared because he put his arm around him. He walked into the living room ever so slowly, peeked around the corner, gave it a good look-see, and decided it was safe. Mom, holy water warrior. Stay sexy and don't use stolen holy water to rid your house of ghosts, Kate.
Or do.
Or it worked, so do it.
When my nephew was about that age, we went to our favorite restaurant, family restaurant, El Coyote.
Yeah.
Just this like totally kitschy Mexican restaurant. That's super classic.
That's basically for getting drunk in your 20s.
It is. It's where Sharon Tate had her last meal. Mm-hmm. So we're there with my nephew. He's like two. And the whole time he has a chip in his hand and he's hiding behind it and looks really scared and we can't figure it out. And then realize the Halloween decoration, which was scaring the shit out of him. Like that was right behind me. So he could see it the whole time. And he was just hiding behind a chip.
Yeah. We forget how children are affected by like all the sudden, yeah. In the beginning of October, we yeah. just start hanging skeletons and dead bodies and like bloody beheaded
witches
heads all around. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
So cute. Okay.
Oh, awful to be a child.
My last one. Okay. This one is called eBay Coffin, Not As Advertised.
Uh-oh.
Hello from my union lunch break.
God bless it.
God bless you. As a scenic painter in the film industry, I've had to paint my fair share of creepy props. Hello, Jar of real bones, and spend late nights at creepy locations. Hello, haunted jails.
Oh.
But recently I had a run-in with a real coffin that tops all my crazy stories. This coffin was actually the kind of pressure-sealed steel box that small coffins carrying fallen soldiers go inside of.
Oh.
A coffin for a coffin, if you will. It got wheeled into our paint shop and dropped off with instructions to make a replica of it. The task went to me right before the end of day.
Mm. Bad enough if it's just like paperwork.
Yeah.
But then it's like, here, make this giant coffin.
It says,
coffin.
So it's late. So it's nighttime. I'm alone in the shop working on my replica, and I'm not feeling too hot with this real life steel body box next to me. I'd heard a rumor from a coworker that it came from eBay and was supposed to be unused, but that our boss had opened it and saw yellow juice inside of it and then closed it.
Could have been pineapple juice.
You know how that goes.
Oh, God.
I wasn't sure if that was true since we all joked around so much in the shop, but I legit did not like this thing and had to hum to myself while I worked.
What song?
There's nothing like humming that comforts you just a little bit.
Just hum Monster Mash to yourself. You'll be fine.
The next morning when I come into work to finish the replica, the prop master comes over and frantically yells to stop working because a crime scene cleanup team was on their way to clean this coffin.
No, it wasn't pineapple juice.
They'd heard about my boss seeing the juices in the coffin.
Juices. Stop using the word
it's
juice.
So horrible.
It's really awful.
And called the crime scene people the night before. While I was alone with it for over an hour.
Ugh.
Barf. Anyway, the crime scene guys come out in their creepy van and put on their hazmat suits and swab the thing.
It's not their fault that they have to drive a van.
No, or wear creepy hazmat suits.
Yeah.
Over an hour later, they come back from the back of the van. I guess they had tested the swab.
Oh.
And simply say, yep, those are human remains. Gonna have to rope it off. In their full crime scene cleanup regalia, they put caution tape around this thing and then squirt Clorox bleach a few times inside the coffin and wipe it with paper towels. And that's it. Then they closed it.
What?
The end.
No.
Apparently, that's how you clean a coffin with human remains in it.
Clorox?
Uh-huh, and paper towels. Even though you bought it off eBay under a listing that said it was unused. Anyway, stay sexy and don't buy coffins on eBay, Kelly.
Yeah.
No, you needed to like send the detective to whoever you bought this thing from.
Yeah, I know. How is that the final, I guess them having the swabs, then they just take the DNA and go?
I don't know.
They don't know. I need to know how this is going to get handled forensically.
Yeah, I do too.
That's crazy.
That's so creepy.
Anything off of eBay is creepy.
Yeah.
Coffins.
Did you see there was
splurge.
Just a, some museum did a creepiest doll contest?
No.
Yeah.
Can we see those pictures?
Let's find them for next week's episode.
Yes.
For the Halloween episode.
Yes. Good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing scarier than a doll.
No. It's the creepiest thing.
It's unless it's a 2-year-old saying, boy.
Boy. And Teddy Roxpin. Send us your stories. We're doing a special Halloween episode. And you
yes.
still have time to send us your stories at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com. Fucking creepy shit. Ouija boards. Ghosts. everything.
You could be a Halloween themed event, something that happened to you because of Halloween. It could just be something that's scary and goes along, ghost stories.
Your worst costume.
Somebody that stuck their arm out from behind a curtain and put their finger down your spine.
Who was the creepy guy who would pass out candy in your neighborhood and pass out like sunflower seeds or whatever?
And then your little child body would be sending alarm signals. Hair would be standing up on your arms. Yeah. And you'd be like, let's get away. And then later on, 10 years later,
turns out
they dig up the backyard and they find
pumpkins.
Pumpkin seeds. Loved to raise pumpkins. And it's you that is wrong this time. Also, stay sexy
and don't get murdered.
Goodbye.
Elvis, you want a cookie?